The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
Looking great for me, man. Welcome to Small Ball. Thanks for doing the show.
Yo, thank you for having me. You're making me feel super special right now because people don't know who the heck I am. So I appreciate this.
Well, tell them who you are. What you do. Tell them what you
okay. Do. My name is Christian Crosby, straight out of Philadelphia. Philadelphia 76ers in arena host. You know, they call me the young Ryan C. Cannon. That's Ryan Seacrest and Nick Cannon mixed into one human being with a little sprinkle of Ellen DeGeneres and a little bit of Jimmy Fallon topped off with a little bit of me. You know what I'm talking about?
A lot of prime time.
You like that or was that too much?
That's a lot of prime time. I like it. What's up? Philadelphia, you were born and raised in Philly?
I was actually born in South Jersey. So like
That's pretty much damn Philly. Y'all went with the Philly every weekend to party, didn't you?
You ain't wrong.
Ain't nobody staying in Cherry Hill to party.
You ain't wrong about that. Wait. Time out. What do you know about South Jersey and Philly and all that?
Oh, I know a lot about all of it, baby. I'm from New York, Brooklyn, New York, born and raised. But I went to college in Maryland. I drove up and down that shit. I got a family in Philly and Jersey. And yeah, it's all the same. Did you go to high school in South Jersey too?
I did. I was actually homeschooled. That's a whole story. I don't know if you really want to dive into
that. Are you Jehovah's Witness or something? I feel like Jehovah's business.
I'm not. I come from a Christian family. Okay. I was raised in the church, but my parents they wanted to lock it in. They wanted to lock it in at a young age. My mom held it down though. She did a good job.
So it was no, like, you didn't play, like, high school sports and stuff like that?
Bro, absolutely not. I did martial arts. So my parents put me in the arts. So I had acting classes. I took dance classes. I did martial arts. I was one of them corny martial arts kids. I was the last to be picked to play basketball. I was trash at normal sports. I was like the weird kid that did the weird stuff. But then they
yeah, asked weird me kid that do ball. The weird stuff. You got to know karate.
No, for real, true story. They would be like, you know, do you know how to play basketball? And I'd be like, no. And then, you know, the jokes would come. But I'd be like, but I know how to do this. And I would do like a cool flip. And then
I'd be like, aight.
Wow. And they'd be like, oh, yo, he's a yo kung fu kid. Oh, so like that held me. That right there kept me sane. You know what I mean?
So how did you get involved with the Philadelphia organization, with the Sixers?
It's actually a crazy story. So when I was younger, I was pursuing acting real heavy. And I did like a Target commercial, was feeling myself. I thought I was a man. And so I got this other commercial. It was a local Philly commercial. And it was about tourism. So that we were, you know, trying to promote the city.
Okay.
And in the commercial, they wanted me to do like the martial arts, the flips and the kicks. It's called tricking. I don't know if you're familiar. It's a bunch of twists and kicks and flips and stuff mixed in together. Gymnastics and karate.
Right.
So I'm doing that in a commercial. And these two girls, really pretty girls, come up to me. And they're like, oh my God, you'd be so good for like this thing for the Sixers. And I was like, I just wanted to talk to the girl. I didn't even know what they were talking about, but I'm like, oh yeah, like I would love to do that.
That's you kind of motivation though, girl.
100%. So yeah, I showed up randomly to the audition. I was absolutely garbage. So it's a trampoline dunk team. You hit the trampoline, you go up in the air.
And you dunk, okay.
I was garbage, but they liked the fact that I knew like these weird tricks and flips. They thought it would add something to there. So that was my foot in the door. That's the way I got into the Sixers. But then when I got there, I was young and dumb. I just thought there was a coach and a team, like a team that played. I didn't realize there was, you know, community relations, PR.
Yeah, the whole organization.
So when I got there, I was like, whoa, this is so cool. I want to be a part. I was a young boy. This is back when I don't even know how old I was. I think I was like 16 or 17 or something.
So 2 years ago.
Yeah, I like you. Yeah, something like that. So that was my way in, which is crazy because
used to go there every home game and perform with the back working, so the inner workings of the team.
Yeah, so it started out just me being one of those trampoline dunkers. That job was every home game, halftime. Go out there, bro. I fell on my neck a couple times, man.
I believe it.
Pulled out of myself so much. But over the years, I got better. I became like the main guy or whatever. But
always tease my boys from Philly. I had Big J, my boy Big J Okerson on a show a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
And because we always make, and Keith Robinson, we always make fun because of the 76ers theme song, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers. You know that song? Everybody, hey, 76ers.
Wait, time out.
The worst song in the history of songs.
You said it's the worst? You said it's the worst song?
Worst is a bad song, man. It's just counting.
Bro, it's like a party song. What are you talking about? It's the greatest song of all sports. I would say second in line is the Fly Eagles Fly, Philadelphia Eagles. Really, like the best. Are you insane? What are you even laughing about right now? What are you laughing about?
Oh my God.
What the heck are you laughing about?
It sounds like the songs for like Iron Eagle movies with Lou Gossage. Fly Eagle Fly.
Bro.
Mighty Philadelphia, what are you doing?
Wait, time out. This is actually making me crazy, bro. Name a better sports theme song.
I can't even name another theme song at all.
It's exactly, because they all suck.
I can't even name another theme song. The only song that I know from a team is the Super Bowl Shuffle, Chicago Bears, 1985.
I don't even know that. How's that go?
That's because you're a young boy. How do you not want to know the Super Bowl Shuffle? They had the video.
How does it go?
It was some Super Bowl shit.
Nah, don't try to get out of it.
No, I don't know. I don't remember the new everybody rap. I remember the fridge. William Refrigerator Perry was rapping.
He's like, you ain't gonna get me to sing on my own podcast, boy. You ain't gonna do that to me.
Everybody thought it was Allen Iverson who brought hip hop to sports, but no, it was Refrigerator Perry and fucking Singleton from the Bears.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Look, people sleep. Yo, this is a problem. This is a global problem. People really sleep on Philadelphia.
Yeah, I call Philadelphia Baltimore with electricity.
Oh, that's pretty accurate. I like that. That's pretty accurate. I'm going to give you that one.
I went to college at Morgan State down in Baltimore.
Yeah?
Now, did you go to school? Did you go to college? Or did you get homeschooled for that?
I went to the University of the Arts here in Philadelphia.
Parents was not fucking around. They was not letting you go too far. Even for college, it's like this, across the street. It's university across the street.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I went there for a very short period of time and was like, yeah, I'm wasting my money. What I'm trying to do in my life, I don't need to be doing this. So,
wait, what didn't you like about it, though? What was it? Was it all the other kids there? You was like, what?
No.
What are y'all doing in my bedroom?
Nah, you know what it was for me? It's like, I had to work hard to get the scholarship money.
Okay, right.
And my parents was like, yeah, you want this, then go get it.
Right, yeah.
So it was one of those situations. So I was like, all right, bet. I made videos. I got all these people supporting me. I got people to give me money. I got scholarship money. Worked so hard just to go there for this one semester. And, bro, my first year, I really – and look, I'm not bashing the University of the Arts. They had a lot of talent that comes out of there. But for me –
right.
I went there, and the curriculum, I was doing a lot of stuff that I didn't need to be doing. Like
what?
There was an arts and crafts class. I was getting judged on how good I could draw. Like, I had a class, and it wasn't, like, teaching me how to draw storyboards, because that would have been cool. That would have made sense. I was majoring in film. Storyboards is important. It was an art class, like, literally. Like, I had to draw people and things and 3D stuff. And, like,
useless in the real world.
I wasn't good at it. And, like, I was really trying. Like, it wasn't like I was slacking on it and not taking it serious. Like, I was focused. Like,
right.
And I remember this dude gave me, like, a D because, like, my human didn't look like a human. I was like, And it was a lot of that kind of stuff. And I was just like, you know what? I could just go to film school and pay way less money. So I went to community college instead.
Right in the neighborhood, I'm sure, because your parents
Right in my backyard, baby. saved myself some money, saved myself
some debt. Your mother was the name of the school.
Still got the skill set I needed, and I'm doing my thing. So I'm not mad at the decision I made.
So were you allowed to watch sports in the house? I mean, sometimes religious families will come down on your music. They come down on your TV. So could you watch a game?
Yeah, 100%. My dad really was never into sports that much. So that trickled down. I wasn't really into sports that much early in until, like, AI took the team to the finals. And that was, like, for me, I got hooked.
Was love AI your dude? I love AI. Was he?
AI's a good friend of mine. Yeah, AI's a great dude, man.
I'd say that 2000, was it 2000, 2001, that season when he took the team to the champ, he carried that team, man.
No, he really did. He really did.
And then they won that game one, and he stepped over Dum-Dum on the floor.
Don't do that to my boy.
He stepped over that dummy, that corn rolling dummy.
Don't do that, man. He's a great man. Don't do
that. He stepped over that red bone and he shook up.
I feel bad because, like, that still is a moment that people talk about.
Oh, yes.
I would hate that if I was him.
Everybody knows this stuff, but he's been a coach in the league since then. You know,
I mean, he's a champ. He's a champion, first of all.
He's a champ.
Not only as a player.
Yeah.
But as a coach, so
but even his kids go like this.
No one can say anything about him. There's not many players who have done that.
His kids still go like this. I'm grounded. You should have been grounding Allen Iverson when he was stepping over you. Get out my room.
I'm not mad. You know what though? AI.
How old were you when that happened though? Like, how was that? Like your, did you lose it?
I was definitely young. I was glued to the TV. I couldn't wait for the. I watched every single game in that final series. And I was hooked ever since. Like, after that, I was all about basketball.
Yeah.
And then that kind of trickled into other sports. But my dad really wasn't into sports, but he didn't stop me from watching it. I kind of got him into it, to be honest.
Really?
And then, yeah, once I got the job with the Sixers, that was it. Like, then I just became a sports guy. I love sports, breathe sports, eat sports.
Yeah.
I would do other things with sports if I could. I feel like that would just get a little weird, so I'm not going to do that with sports. But
now, do you regret like not playing it more, like in school, or not like school, but like school, like that yeah. around that age?
I definitely do. I realize that you know you make connections with people and you build relationships with people through playing sports with them. But I've also I'm always like a strategist, right? So. What I had to realize is that being bad at sports is actually just as powerful as being good at sports.
Agreed.
So being bad at sports to connect with people. I'm like, yo, let's play ball. And then as they play ball with me, they're like, wait, you're trash. And I'm like, yes, I am. Now let's play. And it's like, wait, this is still fun somehow. This guy sucks, but it's great.
You're like Urkel before he turns into Stephon?
I'm like Urkel in the middle of his transition. So it's like, I'm not Urkel, but I'm definitely not Stephon. I'm like that mixture, like when the potion or whatever, the speaker magic, I'm like right there in the middle, like that version. That's me always. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because a lot of people don't realize how much more sports mean than just the sports itself, or just the scores. And definitely when you play it, when you're growing up, it's a lot of camaraderie. And fucking teamwork you learn, and you some of the bonds in your life you keep for the rest of your life.
Bro, if people don't realize how powerful sports are now with us not having sports, then they're just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, it brings people together, bro. It really does. It brings people together. And also, think about how big of a distraction it serves.
Yeah,
that's the bad part about it that I'm starting to realize, because now I'm starting to see how much I'm paying attention to other stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that definitely has to do with there being no sports. Like, sports is that important to people. Like, it is a lifestyle. It's something that literally, if you come to Philly, bro, that's all dudes care about in this city.
Yeah.
You can't
talk about
politics here. They don't know what you're talking about. But if you talk to them about sports, they'll talk to you for years. They don't. I'm telling you, they have that much.
And it brings together all races, all ethnicities, doesn't it?
Everybody, bro. You could be sitting right next to the most redneck person and be straight from North Philly and sit right next to them and have the best time of your life at an Eagles game. Like, that is crazy, but that's what sports does, bro.
What is it about sports that makes it so powerful like that? That can bring people who would hate each other outside the arena and make them the best friends inside the arena.
Bro, it's just pride, man. It's like we all take pride in, like, where we're from. And
the commonalities.
What we represent, right? So it's like you have that team that represents you. You look at those guys on the floor, and you're like, that's me. That's my city. This is So, like, when you see everyone around you, you get that adrenaline, and you feel proud. For a moment, you don't care about anything else, and you just feel like, you feel meaningful, you feel powerful, you feel like you have a purpose. Like, and the problem with it though, the deeper issue with this, is that people don't feel like that outside of the arena. That's the problem. people don't feel like they have a reason or a meaning or a purpose, or that they have a voice. So when they get in that arena, or when they're putting it on their TV screen and they're cheering and they feel, they wear the logo, they feel that gives them that feeling finally. So it's this adrenaline, this drug almost like that they get. It's a good thing, but it's also if you have to understand why, like, and if you understand why, then that might help you outside of the arena. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, definitely will. Now, what do you feel is sports responsibility with all this racial climate that we live in through right now, the George Floyd situation, that you had Kaepernick a couple years ago saying he was going against his police brutality by taking a knee, and everybody trying to change the narrative on it, and now it all came to fruition. Now, so how do you think, where's sports responsibility in all this? Do you think they're going to all take a knee like the Premier League? Or, you know, the Premier League, all the play, everybody takes a knee at the end of all the games.
I think we're going to see a variation of some protesting and no protesting. I think that the NBA specifically is smart. You know, you can't control the way somebody feels.
Right.
It's not wise to do. And when you have a business structure that's based off of your players and your people, you have to empower those people. If you try to hold those people back, you're going to be in trouble as a business. It's just inevitable, just even just from a business standpoint.
Why is the NBA getting it so right and while a lot of the other leagues getting it so wrong?
I think that the NBA is smart from a standpoint of just thinking forward and listening. I think when you listen, things become much more clear. When you don't listen, you may ignore things that are actually important. So with the NBA, I feel like they give their players the opportunity to speak, they listen, and then they react accordingly. I think that's the best way to go. I think what happens.
Where do you think the NFL is going? Is it, do they just try to shut it down, or
From what I'm seeing with the NFL, it looks like they're attempting to make a change now.
Yeah.
Many would say a little too late. But it's better late than never if you ask me. I still, however, do feel like it's got to start all the way at the top, right?
And then Roger Goodell.
It comes down. So I think diversity from every level is what could really help expedite that. Because I think maybe sometimes the intent is good, but the execution is bad, because the people that could help the execution be better aren't in the rooms with those people.
Right. Do you think as far as like the NBA commissioner, it seems like they took a different approach than Roger Goodell in the NFL. And even in an apology, when they first apologized, Roger Goodell, he said we got it wrong as the NFL got it wrong at the first time. But he also didn't apologize or mention Colin Kaepernick. And a lot of people took that as a snub. What do you think?
I mean, look, here's what I really think, bro. We live in this social media era, man. And, like, this social media era is dangerous. As much as it's powerful, it's also dangerous, bro. Like, because you're never gonna please everyone with anything, literally with anything you do. So it's better to just do the right thing and not like try to like make everyone happy. When you try to make everyone happy,
you make no one happy, right?
No one's happy. So just do what's right, and then who's ever pissed about what's right, let them be pissed about it. Because at the end of the day, hey guys, we did the right thing. There's nothing to talk about. Be mad if you want. So I think in this.
But dude, some people's right and wrong are different things. Like the owners of the football team, their right is their pockets. If they don't lose money, they make money, then they did everything right. If they lose any money, then they did everything wrong.
See, but the thing is, the world is changing. Either you're going to recognize that or not. You cannot do anything about that. You can make money while the world is changing, but not forever. Like eventually the world's going to pass you by. You got to adapt. The world is changing. These athletes are getting smarter.
Yeah.
These athletes are more aware. They are getting more political. They are starting to realize they have a voice, and they are starting to use it.
Yeah.
These are things we haven't seen in the past.
Do you think people are going to follow the lead of the NBA? Because it seems like out of all the leagues, the NBA seem to be at the forefront of everything. Just like with the coronavirus, it seems like New York. So if you think that like all these other leagues have followed the NBA's lead, or because You know what, like the Roger Sterling thing. Remember Roger Sterling, Corporate donut, racist?
Yeah. Yep.
I think if that happened in the NFL, it's harder to get the owner out. It just is. You just can't do it.
That's true. I mean, I don't think that everyone will follow the NBA's lead on it. And I think they will probably suffer in a way over the years as time progresses. Because you see the world changing, it's shifting. And I think what people appreciate more now than ever is transparency.
Yeah.
Because you even look at our government, I don't care what side you're on, either side, you look at your political leaders and you know you're not being told the truth.
Right.
So as somebody who's just living in this world, you're just like, cut the crap, man. Like, we're not that dumb. We know what's going on. We're getting the information from other people who are involved on social media. So your statement or this or that, it's not flying anymore. We live in a different world. So people appreciate transparency. I don't know. I don't think that everyone's going to follow the lead of the NBA. I think some leagues are going to have to learn the hard way, because eventually players and fans are going to start moving on. So it's like there will always be an NFL, but the question is, what will it cost? What kind of riffraff? What kind of clash is going to happen before you see a bigger shift? It does look like they're trying, though. I don't want to bash them, but it's not landing. It's not landing.
Because a lot of these players are even now even more fed up, because with this coronavirus situation, you put them more at risk for the same job. If you got a boss that don't appreciate you, or a league that don't appreciate you or where your people come from, that seems to be problematic, right?
Right. I mean, I as a person who's friends with many athletes, having personal conversations directly with them, I mean, you have to remind yourself, it doesn't matter that these guys are making this much money. Like,
right.
If you were making that much money, would that change how you felt about your health?
No. Or my kid's health? No.
If you were making that much money, would that change how you feel about your family and their livelihood or their – no. It doesn't – it literally doesn't change. These guys are doing jobs the same way we're doing jobs.
Exactly.
They are concerned about their health the same way we're – they're not – like, there's nothing different about them and us when it comes to being a human and wanting to be healthy. So, yeah, I think that the leagues – owe it to the players to make sure that they're in the most safe position possible. I do think that we should move forward. I want to see sports happen, and I think if there's a way to make it happen safe, then heck yeah, we should do it. And I think that's what we're seeing now. But
I think even with that, the NBA might be doing it better than everybody else. It's like, I just don't think every league's going to get these shits right. And it seems like the NBA seems like, with the race stuff, they're doing better than everybody else. And with the health stuff, they seem to be having it contained, but some players are still, like, concerned and apprehensive. Like, Kyrie Irving came out and talked about how he, for one reason, he didn't want to start because he was scared of his health, but at the same time, he didn't want to distract from Black Lives Matter. What do you think?
I mean, I think that's all perspective, right? You know, I think going out and playing is a great way to have a voice and support Black Lives Matter. Like, you know, and if you want to stay back home and you want to do some other initiative, that's also a way you can do it. It's really your perspective. I don't see anything wrong with playing. I don't think everything should stop for Black Lives Matter. In fact, I think everything should continue and elevate that message. I don't see why anything should. But again, there's nothing wrong with him. So if he feels compelled to do that, I don't see why he can't do that. He doesn't owe it to anyone to do anything that he doesn't want to do for himself.
Right. Now, do you trust that fucking that bubble they built in fucking Orlando to play basketball?
Hey, it seems like the rules are pretty strict.
Westbrook tested positive. I did hear that.
Oh, who did?
Westbrook.
Oh yeah, but he didn't go. He didn't go to the bubble.
He didn't go. He tested positive before he went.
Yeah. He just put the statement out when everyone went to the bubble, because I don't think that was public knowledge until then. But I've heard nothing but, like, all the guys I'm talking to.
Right.
It's tight. It's tight in there.
It's tight. I heard one dum-dum, though, got in trouble for getting Grubhub.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the tweets about that. Hey, can you blame the man? Can you blame him?
No, I can't.
Hey, bro, come on, man. Food. That's
So what's the deal? Do they feed them? Because I know the hotel, most hotels, don't have room service anymore. So how's the NBA doing it? They got caterer?
I don't know how that works. I know all I do know about the food situation is the food gets dropped at their door.
Right.
They knock and they jet, bro. And you just open your door and the food's there. You don't.
So they only give them like meals at a certain time. Like, what if you hungry in the middle of the night? Like this guy apparently was.
I don't know. I don't think that they're. What I do know is that they cannot leave the bubble. So it's like you can't leave the bubble and no one can enter the bubble. It's a bubble. That's why it's a bubble.
So okay, now who are you allowed to bring in the bubble? Because somebody got some tail and know with them now.
Bro, you
somebody bringing some booty in that
if
bubble.
If I was zooming you from the bubble, I'd be like,
yo, listen, here's the situation.
But I'm outside of the bubble, bro. I don't know.
So what do you think? You think all the players are just there as the players by themselves? Or are they allowed to bring somebody? I think it's just you allowed to bring somebody.
I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be 100 with you, like literally 100 with you. I think that there's way too much on the line.
Right.
Like if a guy gets caught like doing something like that, it's just you risk literally everything.
But what if it's your wife and you say, okay, she tests negative, I'm negative, she wants to be in the room with me. Why not?
I'm sure.
And like the whole time, like she'll be there the whole time with them.
Yo, it's so tight. I'm sure they have something. I'm sure before they even got in the bubble, there was some type of thing that was communicated or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. So somebody brought their girl down to Orlando, man, and they stand in there.
I don't think so.
I would have, because you want
your players to be. There's no way. How?
Because I'm saying, I'm thinking they allowed somebody to come with them. Like you get one person because you want your players to be able to play and be happy and joyous.
Hey,
you want them stiff motherfucker trying to rebound?
Might be right, but I feel like I would know that if that were true. I don't know.
And what if you a single parent in the NBA and you got to bring your kids? Like you got a kid, you the only parent. You can't bring one kid, you a parent.
I'm sure there's some type of like situation they set up. I don't know. You're asking a lot of questions. I feel like
Let me tell you this. If you were a wife, an NBA wife, would you allow your husband to go away in a bubble?
Thinking about the amount of money that would be lost if he didn't go,
I'm going with him. You know how my marriage would be lost if the bubble got holes in it and I don't know about it?
Hey, bro, you ain't wrong about that. But
this is NBA players, man.
Hey, babe, you see how 2020 is going, right? I'm going to need you to go in that bubble and get this money. That's me. If I'm wifey, that's what I'm saying. I'd be like, hey,
yes.
Yeah, you see in this 2020, right? All right, I'll see you later. Absolutely, in the bubble, baby.
Oh, that's what you do? Go get the money. Hey, you trust your NBA husband.
Go have fun in the bubble, baby. I'll be back home. I'll be waiting for you when you get back.
Shit, those wives down there circling that bubble. Checking it for holes.
I'll be in the helicopter flying over the bubble, looking down like, hold on now, what's going on down there?
I would not trust it. Now, do you think, what is this season going to look like? What is this NBA season going to look like?
Yo, I don't know, but this is, I have this conversation with so many people, and I'm like, I wonder how it's going to feel, how it's going to look. I mean, one thing's for sure, it's not going to be the same.
Right.
But we all just got to get over that.
Everybody knows it's not going to be the same, but a lot of people are pulling for like a March Madness type of situation with the pros.
I think, look, if you think about the NBA, especially like when it comes to, let's talk entertainment for a second.
Yeah.
When it comes to entertainment, what league would you say leads with entertainment value and not just the game? I'm talking about outside of the game.
The atmosphere?
Would you say the NBA?
But the NFL got tailgating and shit, so.
That's true.
NBA, the NFL is still the top dog. They're still the top dog.
Entertainment, though. No.
Huh?
Do you see as much like you see the courts? They got the 3D projection. They got
you get to see more of definitely you get to see more of the players. Yeah, it's not covered in uniforms.
If you're comparing like okay, Super Bowl is definitely like if we're talking Super Bowl, that's a big show. But right. Outside of that, like just everyday home games. If you're comparing NFL home games to NBA home games, NBA is put.
I don't know, man. You ever been to a home game in Buffalo for like just a random week? It's the fucking wildest tailgate you've ever been in your life. Buffalo.
They got
a tailgate now.
A tailgate are people drinking in a parking lot.
No, it's not. That's your grandfather's tailgate. Now they got tailgate towns, little houses they pull
up. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
it's buck wild. It's buck wild. Even colleges got that. Like, you go to Tennessee, the Vols, they got towns. Like, the tailgate's bigger than the game. Much bigger.
Okay.
Much.
The point I'm trying to make, though.
But NBA got a lot going on.
NBA, I believe the NBA is not just going to put the guys on the court and it just be like, like, I feel like the NBA is going to do something that really supports the game to make it interesting enough.
I think they got to get the guy, the play-by-play the announcers from, like, street ball, the street ball dudes out there.
Like, the dude's just like,
oh, the professor, the professor. That's what they got to do, a DJ.
I actually
– that dude.
I wouldn't be mad at that. Just at least one, like, for one quarter. Give us something crazy.
Hot sauce. Hot sauce, the professor.
I feel like you would be really good at that, by the way.
Oh, I would kill it. I'd be hoarse, though. Only have to do one game.
You would murder that, John, though. Like, you'd kill that. That you need to do that. Actually, when the games come back in Philly, you got to pull up to a game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know, I'm on a court. I'm hosting. So if you want to come co-host with me or something like that, we got to get
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'll come through there. Okay. Now, do you think that the NBA might do like what the Premier League doing right now and playing like fake crowd noise behind the thing? Because you know what? I didn't hate it.
No, yeah, it wasn't bad. I don't mind it. I think, yeah, I think they're definitely going to have some type of audio professionals come in and kill the game. Why wouldn't they? I mean, it being quiet, it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't
sound
help.
Sound is important in this shit.
I agree. Sound is everything. And even not just for us, for the guys.
Right.
Like, they need to feel good when they do something good.
Right.
Like, you know, that the fans give the players that adrenaline, that energy, get them back up when they're down. You know what I mean? So something, they're going to have to figure that out. I've talked to a couple of people from the NBA. And what I can say, mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to drop the ball on this. I don't think they're going to drop the ball on this. I think they're going to do it right.
And then baseball's coming back even soon. Like, baseball's coming back in a couple days.
Yep. I know. I'm excited about it. My boy Reese Hoskins, shout out to him. He's the man. I was talking to him about it, and he's just like, bro, like, I need this so bad. Like, I just can't wait.
Need it, but yeah, I believe it. Bro, I'm on the stage so bad, I can't wait to fucking comedy clubs are back open.
Bro,
but how do you think? How's the Major League doing? They just doing regular stadiums? Like, everybody's going to each other's stadium? And
yeah, and I think a lot of the stadiums are doing like the cardboard fans. Have you heard about that?
No.
So a lot of the stadiums.
Oh, and the seats. Oh, yeah.
All of the season ticket holders that have been spending money over the years to sit there, they can't go. They can't go. So what they're doing is to honor them. They got the cardboard version of them. Picture of them literally.
Oh, with the picture. That's funny.
They're putting up in the stands. Like, and it's crazy. Like, that's so crazy. But we're living in a crazy world. What are we talking about right now?
You got to pick an avatar to go watch a baseball game for you.
Hey, look, that's my cardboard cutout right there, babe. Look. Like, that's the world we're living in right now, bro.
I'll put mine in a Yankees jersey at the Phillies game. You see him getting beat up by all the cardboards.
It's crazy, bro. Like, oh, my God. But, I mean, I do think that's pretty creative, though. Like,
yeah, I think it's a lot of creative things they can do to make it more watchable as a, you know, with no fans in it. But I don't understand. I'm a little wary about the baseball thing. You still traveling to stadiums. Because, first of all, as soon as I got a game in Florida, I ain't going.
Yeah, hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
COVID city right now.
Moved the Yankees and the Mets moved up from Florida for spring training because it was popping off down there. They moved up to New York.
I mean, you got to think about it.
So how do you justify flying them back for a game?
I don't know. I think they're testing them like every 2 days or every day or something like that. I'm going to assume that, yeah, my only thing.
But that's so it won't spread, but that don't mean that you won't get it.
I don't think the stadiums are what's to worry about. I think it's the hotels.
Yeah. It's the traffic. It's everything between the stadium. Yep.
Right. Because the state, like, think about it. Even the travel's not bad. You're going to have, what do you have, a bus?
You got a private plane.
You're going to clean the bus. The stadium's going to be fine. They're going to clean the rooms that they're in. You walk from one room to the field. The field, it's fine, right?
Right.
But the hotel, that's what I want to know. If you're going to every different city, what different places are you staying at? There's no way those places are just closed down
just for you.
Each team. that's where it gets tricky, because other people may have stayed there, or other people, the workers may have it, or there's a lot of different people that go in and out of the hotel.
Open variables on that shit.
That's where I would worry. That's where I would worry. I think that's where the flaw is. Like, and that's why the NBA with the bubble idea, there's no hotels. It's all one place. Everyone's going to the same places at the same times, on schedule, around the same people. So,
yeah. You know what they're going to have to do? I think they might be doing this. I'm not sure. But they're going to have to just lease hotels next to each stadium for the teams coming in.
And that might be what they're doing. That might be.
What about the home teams? They get to go home to their family? What the fuck is that?
That's actually a really good question. You're asking over questions, bro. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's such a
great. Seems like they're not taking it as serious as the NBA, man.
I don't know. You know, it is. It's one of those things where, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like, I don't even know if there's
you're a. Dead if you do, though. You're not dead if you don't. You'll miss some baseball, but you ain't dead if you don't.
I mean, it depends on what you call dead, because, like, these guys, they need to make their money, right? The league needs to stay alive.
You need to stay alive.
You don't play, you don't get paid. Like, it is a tough, it's hard. Because, like, it's not, you got to remember, it's not just the players. Like, there's a lot of
life. A lot of people involved. I get that, but death is still death.
It's like, it's tough. It is a tough thing. I think, you know, I do like the way the NBA is going about it. I'm not just saying that because I work there. I think it's the best case scenario, but it's also difficult to manage, bro. I mean, a bubble, bro.
A bubble. I still don't.
Putting a bunch of young, successful, famous, skilled people who are used to a certain lifestyle.
I'll tell you one thing. If Al-Qaeda get to him, I'm in the league the week after.
You said it what?
I'll be in the league if the terrorists get to that. That
oh, stop bubble. Playing, bro. Get the heck out of here, bro.
Watch me starting for the Bulls.
Bro, if you don't get out of here with that, bro, we got enough problems in 2020.
We all go up a notch.
I'm not receiving anything that you just said. I'm just saying,
if they get taken hostage, we going to be here in the league next year.
Bro, we got enough 2020 crazy.
If you hate black people, you know where to go.
Bro, what is
I know you definitely hate rich black people.
What is wrong with you? Like, why is your brain thinking about this? You're messed up in the head, bro. Like,
I'm just saying, there's a lot of scenarios that I think they're thinking about.
I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you.
A bunch of black millionaires trapped in a bubble in Florida? It's not like a horror movie.
Not for me. That don't sound like no horror movie for me, bro. Stop saying that.
Okay, no, it's going to be great.
Knock on some wood. You got some wood over there?
Huh?
Knock on some wood, dog.
Yeah, I got wood knocking on it. It's going to be beautiful. Everybody going to be alley-ooping.
Why are you talking like that?
I think baseball is I think they wishful thinking, but I don't think it's going to work out.
You really don't think so?
And it starts this next – it starts –
I think it'll be fine. I think what's going to happen is whoever tests positive for it is just going to get kicked out.
But how
– I think
all we need is one – all we need is one death in sport. There's one sports person. It's
I don't think –
look really at the numbers. You're going to get one.
I don't think so.
You're going to get one.
You really think so?
No question about it.
I hope not. I pray
the way these fucking assholes not wearing masks in this country. Yeah.
I think that it's the travel that's really – the travel is going to be tricky for them.
And the airlines ain't closing. The airlines, those sons of bitches, they not even – they starting to give up the middle seat again. Like, they're not even distancing on planes.
Oh, really? People are
– you can get in the middle seat.
You know about that?
Yep. There's a bunch of complaints on Twitter.
I thought people were starting to pull back because the cases are starting to –
Well, they might have, but a week ago, they already started selling those seats again.
No.
And knowing that these shits are jumping off different places. Is that money?
We're all going to die. I'm just kidding. Let me stop being negative.
Knock on wood.
Bro, you can't be telling me this stuff, man. Like,
look, I love sports. I love sports, man. Love it. I need it in my life.
But you got me over here stressed out. Why are you stressing me out, man?
You know who's the smartest league? NHL. They going to Canada to do it. He said, we ain't fucking with y'all.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's any smarter.
It is. They shit's already plateaued 2 weeks ago going down.
Yeah.
They just say mask. Okay, we wear it.
No, but didn't one, I think Canada shut down one team is not allowed to play there or something like that.
I believe it. Florida team?
I got to look it up. Somebody got shut down in Canada. I don't blame them
for not wanting us there.
I don't know. One team.
The Bahamas just shut down, too. The Bahamas, who survived on American tourism, just banned Americans from coming in.
Wait, nah, what?
The Bahamas.
I mean.
Just banned us.
Our reputation's not the greatest right now.
The Bahamas is 90 miles away from Florida, where we're sending the richest black men in America. I know golf ain't down there, motherfucker. Trying to get the PGA down there. They were like this. Fuck off.
I got a question for you, man. What is your take on all of this? Like, I'm not trying to get into conspiracy theories or anything.
Right.
But I just want to know, like, what the heck do you think is going on, bro?
I think if we know history, we know that, you know, mankind's been through this before. This country's been through this before. 1919, when we had that Spanish flu that killed millions of people. And the only reason they called it the Spanish flu because the Spaniards were at war and they were the only ones tracking it and keeping records on it.
Right.
And they also canceled the Stanley Cup that year because everybody got sick. It was Stanley Cup, like Game 3, they canceled. Game 3 just canceled the whole shit because a coach died and all but 3 players were sick. 3!
Damn.
And it was killing young people and healthy people at an alarming rate. And that's what we pushing ourselves to right now. It was just 100 years ago. Yes, and just a side note, that was also the deadliest lynching year in American history for black people, 1919.
You playing with me.
During that plague.
I mean, I've been seeing some stuff on the media this year. It ain't sounding much different, my guy.
I'm telling you, the more people don't know history and know what we went through, the more we're going to fucking repeat.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yep, worst lynching year ever in American history, 1919. Same year as the plague.
Crazy, man. Yeah, I cannot wait. How much longer do you think we got, bro? How much longer?
I would say to be, like, what, start things back? Like, life get back to normal? Or?
I don't think normal is ever going to be.
It ain't.
When do you think sports will be back in stadiums and, like, concerts will be back?
Next year. I say next year.
Like, when a year?
Because even when it opens back up, it's just like after 9/11 in New York. Everybody went outside, but everybody was looking up.
Yeah.
Looking up for planes.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody, it's cool.
Yep.
So it's going to be the same with people going inside again. So people going to be wary about going in. And then when somebody coughs, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yo, it's not going to be spitting on people no more. It's going to just be like, If you cough next to somebody, it's like the most disrespectful thing you can do.
Yeah, Ridgic, comedian said he used to cough to cover up a fart. Now he farts to cover up a cough.
Yo, that's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Thank you.
That's the times we live in.
Next time I'm on an elevator, I.
You can rip one, but nigga, if you sneeze, they're gonna kill you.
Oh, bro, if you cough on an elevator, bro, coughing on an elevator is equivalent to like pooping on yourself.
Yeah.
Or like in public or so. I coughed on an elevator the other day, and yeah. Can I tell you the shame that I just had? Like, I felt like I literally just killed a cat. Like, the people looked at me with such disgust. Like, I just did the most. Like horrible thing.
It's vile. You can't do it.
I don't. I'm like negative. I don't have it. But like, people don't know me. They don't know that.
So what? The same thing when you're playing sports. It's like if I'm playing football, and somebody trying to tackle me, I'm like, stiff arm.
That's dirty, bro.
I'll do it. You know, Dennis Rodman to do it on a basketball court. He was grabbing asses and everything to get advantage.
He did that.
Yes, he used to grab booties, put his hand on their butt. Anybody like, you fuck it. Rebound. Thank you, Steve. Sure did.
That is genius, bro.
Sure did.
That's super smart. I'm not mad at that at all, bro.
Yeah, anything that can distract them.
I'm not even mad at that, yo.
I'm not mad at that at all, man. Like a faggot, grab my. And he's like this. I just won 5 championships.
Is your favorite sport basketball? Is that like your number one? Or you sound like
I like them all. I'm a big basketball, football, baseball. hockey. I like the ball, but I think basketball, you know, definitely growing up in a hood or growing up any, it's like, it's the easiest one to have access to most times because
for sure.
You're needing a ball and a hoop. And most times, you know, the hoop is provided by the city.
That you're right. You're right.
You know,
you can't hoop though, right? I heard you.
Oh,
heard
no, I'm good. No, I got
you. No, I actually heard you're pretty bad at it.
Oh, no, that nobody would ever tell you that.
No, I think I heard that though.
Oh, no, like, that's fake news.
I was asking around. I think I was.
Oh, that's fake news.
I talking to a couple of people that were like, yeah.
Oh, that's fake news, baby.
See, I don't mind admitting that I'm challenging basketball, bro. So if we need to prove.
We got to play.
It's going to be true. Look, we put some masks on real quick. We can get this done. That's if you right. want. Like,
you know. I know. With the NBA, too, what about the coach? The coach don't get to bring his wife?
Yo.
The fuck? I'm sure they are.
No, I think it's just a sacrifice, bro. They're going to be gone for like 3 months. I mean.
Ain't nobody doing that.
Why would they all be allowed to bring? They're not allowed to bring. That doesn't make sense. How, you can't bring that many people into a bubble.
In your hotel room, can't fit two people, and you're an NBA star.
So, what do you think? She's going to stay in the hotel room the whole 3 months?
Impossible. You know these wives, man.
Impossible, bro. Impossible. And you can't have the wife just walking around the bubble, because then what? It's just too, it's too much.
But the wife can walk around the bubble, can't walk out the bubble. The bubble, I think, is, the bubble's the whole, that whole area. So, as long as you stay in that area, you good. They got spouses in there, man. It ain't no way in the world. You going away for 3 months?
Know. I don't know. I don't know if they do.
This ain't the army. This ain't, they not in the military.
I can do a little research and find out, but
yeah,
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
That's like getting deployed to a foreign, like for the army. You ain't, they ain't getting deployed.
I mean, basically they are.
And what
they're
if your marriage is?
You're in a bubble.
What if your marriage is already on the rocks? You know you're gonna be like this. You.
There are a lot of guys that aren't going.
Shit. The wives ain't putting up.
There are some guys that are not going.
Oh, some guys that's not going.
There are some guys that aren't going.
Yeah, like how many? Like how many, what percentage you think?
I don't know. I mean, most guys that aren't going, it's because health concerns or.
If LeBron don't go, nobody going.
No, they would still go.
If some big names, if he don't go.
There's already big names who aren't going. They're still playing. They're going to
play LeBron.
Bro, this is happening. They're getting this done.
Right, but LeBron said yes. LeBron's there. LeBron's doing it.
LeBron is in. They're already there. They're
but
all
what
there.
If LeBron said, not, no way in the world I'm doing it, you think,
yeah,
think it would have been more revolt?
I do agree. I mean, LeBron is – he's such a huge – factor in the league right now. It's crazy that he has transcended. He's transcended being a basketball player
already,
big time. Yet
yeah.
he's still on
yep.
the teams. It's kind of crazy because yeah. you know when I talk about him, I'm almost talking about him like he's already done it, you know. But he's still playing. It's kind of crazy. I think we're gonna see him play for a while. Like we might actually see him play against his son. Like, we might see it. He might be in the league still.
That's crazy.
Like, how crazy would that be? But he's still that good. So
still that good. Still at that high performance, like, at that level, these many years later. But he did get it early.
He did.
As early as you can get in, right?
And he started off right away. Like first year, man, that dude is amazing. I think you're right. What he says definitely has a major stamp on what the heck is happening in the league. But I think he's been really responsible with that for the most
part. I think he has
hiccups here and there, but who doesn't? He's human.
Because at the bottom line, he loves the NBA. He loves basketball. He loves what it did for him. He loves what it did for his friends. So yeah. he protects the field.
He seems to be aligned really well with the NBA's overall mission.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like he takes a hit for the sake of the NBA for sure.
Yeah. Because
I think he's a bigger picture guy. So if he backed out, it would probably be because the NBA was going to back out. I don't see him going against the NBA for such a big decision. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, he seems like the type of guy who's bigger picture. I think he's been really good. I mean, think about it. You haven't really seen any crazy scandals. The only reason people hate him is because he left Cleveland to go to Miami. Like, and was that really so bad?
No, he deserved it.
Every athlete leaves the city and goes to another city.
You know what the greatest thing to do in Cleveland? Pack up and leave.
don't do that. Shout out to my guy, Ahmad. Do you know Ahmad Crump? He's the in-arena host for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is – that dude is talented. Like, that dude is crazy, bro. I don't know. Have you ever been – you've been to a Cleveland game?
No, I've never been to – at the Garden, but never in Cleveland.
How many arenas have you been to?
Oh, a bunch of them. Fucking a million of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to fucking NBA All-Star weekends all around the fucking globe. Baseball, I was at the Orioles Stadium when it first Camden Yards, because I was down there at Morgan State, so when they first opened that.
Now, you know I host the NBA All-Star weekend, right? You know that's me.
No.
The guy that's talking about the dunks that are happening and stuff during the slam dunk, or the guy that's like, oh, he's heating up during the three-point contest? That's me.
That's you.
That's me, bro. Yes.
I knew that voice, God damn it.
Yeah, bro, that's me, man. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh. That's me, boy. Yeah.
So no All-Star game, you know, they had the All-Star game already this year, right?
Yeah.
They had it, right? Oh, it was the greatest one. It was the best one.
It was the best. Bro, see, usually the highlight is the dunk contest. The dunk contest was pretty good, but the highlight was the actual game finally. Like, yes. That game was crazy, bro.
That's why it gives me encouragement for this, like, half a season they're putting together, because I was impressed by what they did with the All-Star game.
I agree. It was the best All-Star game I have seen in all my years, bro. The competition was, like, there till the very end. It like, was a little dry first quarter. By the end of first into second, the game was entertaining nonstop.
Yes, it made you want to see it. And, like, they wanted to play, and it was, like, dope.
They had that incentive, right?
Yeah.
And the incentive wasn't for them because they already have money and stuff. So the incentive was for the charity pot.
Yeah.
It's for the kids that were sitting there in front of them. So it's, like, it's not just, like, to these kids you don't know and you don't
see.
It's, like, they put the kids –
they filled the whole front row with Make-A-Wish kids.
And so it's like, you see these kids and you see them cheering for you and you're like, oh, I can't let these kids down.
Yeah.
So now you got both teams like, oh, I gotta make this money for these kids. It's like, it was so genius for them to do that, bro. Yeah. Like, I was like, yes, they figured it out. This joint is so fire. Yo, the players were going to the last minute. It was like, oh my God, who's gonna win this game? It was live, bro.
It was live, man. It was his idea, and it was just dope. But hopefully we'll get something. I don't want to see a schedule.
Look, bro, I just need to see a basketball get shot and bounce around. Like, I really need sports to come back.
I mean, that's why I've been hanging on to the Premier League for the last couple of weeks, because that's really all I got.
It's been good. It's been good, bro.
It's been good. It's been holding me in.
You know, been nice stuff. You know what I'm learning, though, and I'm sure you've learned too, bro. You know, before all this stuff happened, you think you have to do things a certain way, and you learn really quickly, like, man, like, we got all these tools and all this technology where – now we can produce things and people will consume content any way you give it to them.
Yeah.
If the content is good, they'll receive it. And just like, we got all these camera crews for all this stuff. And you start to realize, like, man, that stuff doesn't matter. You can use Zoom. You can use all this stuff. You can get really creative. People, it's cool to just see humans adapt. Like,
And what comes out of this? Because there's going to be great things that come out of this. And really hopefully socially as well.
I'm a way harder worker now.
Yeah.
I work way harder.
I work now. I would think I work the same, but I don't wear pants now when I work.
You got on pants right now?
No. For what? Of course not.
Yeah, I didn't have pants on either, but I put pants on for you, bro. You couldn't.
They went wasted. I can't tell what color they are. Now, at the end of the show, we like to do a thing called cutting down the nets. Okay. Like when you win a championship, the team cut down the nets. Something in your life that is a cut down the nets moment. Like something, it could be bad for like sports related or not, but it's a cut down the nets moment for you.
Oh, bro, this is an easy one for me. So I just, I recently just made a decision that I am getting out of my comfort zone from every aspect of my life. I have cared way too much what people would perceive me as or what people would think. And I've been silent about certain topics or issues in the world. I have been hesitant to do certain types of content or speak about certain things. And I have been fearful to try things out of the norm for myself, not only professionally, but personally.
Right.
And this pandemic, bro, this thing right here, man, has really put things into perspective for me, because at the end of the day, like, you never know what can be taken from you or what will change overnight. Like, and I'm the NBA being a prime example of me having a role where I'm in front of 21,000 people, and now that is not going to happen for another year or two. Like, either I'm going to sink or I'm going to swim, but it put things into perspective. It's like, at the end of the day, what else do I have going on? What's my purpose? What do I want to do? So I made a choice. I actually put a song out.
Wow.
I put a song out. Yeah. It's called Insecure. And like, I'm not trying to be Jay-Z, bro. Like I got other things going on. Music is something that I just did as a hobby. You know what I mean? And
great.
It's, but me putting a song out was symbolic of me not caring what people thought about me.
Nice.
Because it's like, I didn't do it to make money. I didn't do it but I just did it to say, boom, look, I'm not afraid anymore.
Yes.
Just embrace who I truly am. Like, I'm totally cool with dealing with any consequence of being myself. Any consequence that comes with being myself, I'm willing to face it. Like,
yeah, okay, bring it
on. Because this is me, and there's nothing I can do about it anyway. So I might as well embrace me and be the best version of me. So cutting down a net for me, it's not really just like me becoming a musician, because like I have many talents. I'm not trying to be J. Cole or anything, but me putting that song out was symbolic of me not giving any F's any longer about what anyone thinks about who I truly am.
Yeah,
it was a sign of me breaking free, flapping my wings, and embracing my new life as 110% me.
Yes. So
when you ask me about cutting the net, I cut the net down in 2020, and I am embracing, which is why I'm doing something like this. Usually I'd be like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, or the Sixers, or blah, blah. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yes.
I'm free, bro. So 2020, I cut down the net for myself. I got out of my comfort zone. I'm embracing the unknown. I'm embracing being uncomfortable. And I've been loving it, bro. I'm like, I feel good. I'm fearless. It's like, whatever happens, happens. I can't control it anyway.
I respect that, brother. I'm pulling for you. Congrats on all the success.
Hold on, let me show you something.
Yeah, flex it on him. Flex it on him. Where can people find you?
Hey, man, just hit me on social. I got the same name on every platform. It's Christian Crosby. Yeah, if you know how to spell Christian, C-H-R-I-S-C-I-A-N, Crosby, C-R-O-S-B-Y. I'm on Instagram.
Like a hockey name. You sound like you play for the Penguins.
Shout out to Crosby. He's good. Sydney, he's a fan.
You got
to
get that jersey. How you not have that jersey?
Nah, man, come on, man.
You get that jersey. Your name's on it.
I'm Philly across the board.
Oh, you can't do Pennsylvania. I mean, Pittsburgh. I respect that. I respect
Philly
that.
All day. Clap your hands. Everybody.
How are we going to Philly? Everybody. 76.
That's your.
Jesus. Come on.
You know that. Can I just get you to admit before we end?
It's a catchy song.
Thank you.
It's catchy.
What about Fly Eagles Fly?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that one. I gotta remember to tease niggas about that.
Can't forget
Fly
that
Eagles one. Fly. Oh, that's classic. No, I can't sing it. Well, how do you sing it? Sing a part for me.
Fly Eagles Fly on a road to victory. Fly Eagles Fly. Score a touchdown. 1, 2, 3.
Everything's counting.
Hit them high.
Make sure that you check out Small Ball every week on Apple Music and Spotify. Check it out, Small Ball. Yes, comedy and sports, baby. And it's a wrap. Thanks, Christian. You dope, man. Appreciate it.